Have you ever wondered what keys it will take to unlock your lover's heart? Maybe you are new in your relationship, or you've been at it for some time now. You've been trying, but it doesn't really seem to have the right impact. Or you've allowed things to get a little stale. One thing is for sure though, it's never too late to start fresh and have the relationship that you have always wanted. Any gesture, whether big or small, will be noticed and treasured. The greater the thought and effort put into the moment, the more your lady will understand just how much she means to you. Different strokes work for different folks, but at our core, we always cherish these things. So to find out more, well, don't move an inch, stay right there, grab a cup of tea, grab a notepad, come straight back, and make sure you press that like and subscribe button. And without further ado, what she wants. One of the most straightforward ways to please your lady is to simply ask what she wants. We all have our ideas of what would be most meaningful to our partner, but suppose that you're assuming you are missing out on something very important. What if flowers are not a big deal, but chocolate is? What if instead of you trying to fix a situation, she just wants to be heard? There's nothing wrong with getting a little guidance, so go out there and ask. A loving hug or a kiss, a hug from behind, a bear hug or a real heart-to-heart can make your lady feel that energy, the excitement and affection. It's okay to shake it up with your kisses too. You can make fun games out of it while enjoying a special night out. It's that warmth inside that makes us feel those butterflies, and it lets your woman know that you are there for her as a lover and a friend. The little trinkets. Get her something because you know she will love it. When you are out and about, chances are that you will see something that your girl will love. It could be flowers or even her favorite snack. You could buy matching outfits or something that will remind her of a precious childhood memory. The depth and scope of how you apply this is completely your call though. It doesn't even have to be something you could buy. You could literally make it. It just has to come from the heart. Make her food. A guy who cooks is a plus in any woman's book. There's no wrong time to ever make food or a snack that will not be readily appreciated. In the even flow of life, women typically end up doing a lot of cooking. And it may seem small, but what we eat is such a big part of our lives. It's a life skill that never gets old. Compliment her. A woman has a lot to consider when she steps out looking like $1 million. There's basic hygiene and then there's the extras. And boy, there sure can be a lot of extras. Hair, nails, skin, outfit, accessories, shoes, choice of perfume and even makeup. Exhausting. So when she does all of that and you don't say anything, you better expect some trouble. On a real note, a woman's looks are not the only thing that you can compliment her on. Saying things that you love about her personality is a big deal, because to her, it shows that you are truly learning about her, understanding her, and you're getting closer to her heart. After she goes through all of that, don't expect her to walk beside someone who looks lame. It's less about the look and more about the effort you take to make it. She goes all out to look good for herself and you, so you need to do the same. Now, I'm not saying to change who you are, but give yourself an upgrade. She will appreciate the little things that you do, and this is especially important if you have a fashion-focused lady. Of course, she loves you for you, but it also helps when you have a bit of eye candy going on too. Pamper her. It's something that we usually reserve for the spa ladies to do, and every lady really does need that gentle, loving treatment on all parts of her body that go through the ringer. So, bubble baths for two, foot soaks for achy feet, romantic massages, or, you know, just a weekend getaway are surefire ways to put her in good spirits. Don't let these ideas limit you. You can come up with some awesome gestures of your own. When you add in your personal touch, it makes all the difference. Carry the load. Help her when she needs it. Step in without being asked. Offer your help with the chores, especially that one that always bugs her. It's such a big sigh of relief and gratitude when your woman can practically rely on you. You're not just there to look cute, but you're there to support and uplift her, to fill in the gaps when she needs it the most. You are her warrior and her cheerleader. You are her best friend, and she will love you for being so willing and kind, and it makes an amazing dynamic in the relationship. Be a gentleman. Being a gentleman is all about treating your lady with respect and honor, and she is one of the most important persons on this planet to you, right? So you value her and she knows it. It could be through those traditional things, but it also could be simple, kind gestures from the heart. You can try a handwritten note or type it if your handwriting isn't that great, that she can read first thing in the morning, or her favourite flowers made into an ornament. You can even try a picnic with foods that you both love at a special place. There are so many options available that you can make that moment extraordinary. It's a chance for you to get creative, to surprise her, and to sweep her off her feet. Don't make it all about that pillow talk. It's such an amazing private and special experience for both the man and the woman. Yet everything in our modern world tends to over-sexualize everything, don't you think? It's become a prominent thought on people's minds. Don't get me wrong, sexual intimacy has its place, but there's more to a relationship than just sex. There's emotional stability, intellectual stimulation, and genuine friendship. So when you show your lady that you are reliable, relatable, and considerate, it allows her to appreciate you outside of the bedroom. Be there. There's such an amazing power in the ability to focus. That's how our minds are made, to focus on one thing at a time. When you rank your most important goals in life from most critical to the least important, are your future spouse and family in there? Even if you are not open to having kids, do you see your future with a significant other? If so, then you have to make that person who's going to share that time with you known. When you are with them, do you aim to spend quality time together, or are you always checking your phone? Do you try to have meaningful experiences? Do you respond quickly to her messages or calls? Does she know that you care? You can check out The One Thing by Gary Keller. He speaks about focus in greater detail. A man without a vision shall perish. So get clear on your goals and let your girl know where she stands in your world. Bring on laughter. With all the seriousness of today's society, don't forget to sprinkle in a little joy. Variety really is the spice of life, because what's the point of having a partner if you can't just burst out laughing and roll on the floor around with them? A giggle of any sort is highlighting a different aspect of your personality. It's the purest essence of you, and without a little humour, being alive can get pretty hard. You will force your body to age much more quickly, so stay strong and don't forget to enjoy one of the life's simple pleasures, that is laughing. The art of relationships is not reserved for a select few. It takes time, dedication, persistence, and a whole lot of personal growth. It's not always you and your needs, remember that. You are not always right, and you don't have to say everything that comes to your mind. This can be hard to understand in a very self-focused world. But if you decide to practice what we shared in today's video, observe how much your life will change in the coming months and let us know. We would love to hear how you are working on having the relationship of your dreams, so please leave your comments down below. I read every single one. See you in the next video. If you think I missed something from today's video, let me know down in the comments. Give me a huge thumbs up and consider subscribing to make my day. But if you want to get your name rolling up next to my face, like these amazing people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below to find out a little bit more. Have an amazing day. See you soon.